Now, boys and girls, you can run, but you can't hide. Even that game, hide and seek, when you run away, you hide somewhere, and then somebody's got to come and find you. And they nearly always do. You can run, you can't hide. Well, I want to tell you a story today about Mrs. Jessie McClendon. I was visiting Jessie one night in Girvan, and it was a winter's night, and it was dark. And Jessie lived alone, and she had a coal fire. And I was sitting at one side of the fire, and Jessie was sitting at the other. And we were having a very nice talk. And while we were talking, she would never guess. I looked down, and here there was a wee mouse. And running across, it sat down in front of the fire. And Jessie was at one side, and I was at the other side, and the wee mouse was in the middle. And I looked likewise. So I'm thinking to myself, Simpson, you better be out of here. And I'm thinking, well, that's not a nice thing to do, because I'm leaving this mouse with Jessie. And then I thought, well, Jessie will not be frightened of mice. She'll know how to cope with it. So I'll just get out of here. So I quickly drew the visit to a close, and I said, well, Jessie, it's been lovely to visit you, and we'll have a wee prayer, and then I'll need to go. And still that wee mouse is sitting here. So I had a wee prayer, and I just got up, and Jessie got up to shake my hand, and as she did so, she saw the mouse, and she shouted out, oh, a mouse! And I said, it's all right, Jessie, mice, the harmless, what did you get in your hand? And this mouse dashed across the floor, and it went under a storage heater. That's a big, heavy thing like this that people used to have in their houses, a storage heater it was called. And this wee mouse went under the storage heater. And I said, there you are, Jessie, tell me it's gone. Oh, she said, you can't blame me. She said, because I'll come out again. I said, I'll not come out again. She said, wait a minute till I get my stick. So she got a stick. And then she said, and I'll need a torch. I think she was thinking of budgies, you know, that attracted to the light. But she said, there's a stick and there's a torch. She said, now you get down. And see what you can do with that mouse. Oh, and I was ridiculous. So I got down on my knees, and I had a stick and I had a torch, and I was shining the torch underneath the storage heater, and I was putting the stick underneath it. And you know, all the time I was looking for this mouse, and I was saying to Jessie, no, I don't see it, Jessie, I don't see it. But all the time I was looking for it, you know what I was hoping? I was hoping I wouldn't find it. That's what I was hoping. I was hoping I wouldn't find it, and I was so relieved when I didn't find it. And that's how I got out, because I couldn't find the mouse. And then I said to Jessie, it's all right, Jessie. She said, you can't leave me with a mouse in the house. She said, yeah, I'll never see it. And I said, I'll tell you what I'll do. On my way home, I'm going and I'll see Mr. Candlish. And you see, Mr. Candlish worked for the council, and he was in charge of mice and things. He was in charge of all that kind of thing. So I said, I'll tell Mr. Candlish, and he will come. I'll tell him the mice. And so that's what I did, so I got out. But the reason I'm telling you this story, which is absolutely true, the reason I'm telling you this story is because here I was looking for a mouse, but I didn't want to find it. Some people are like that with God. And they say, I've been looking for God all my days. I've been searching for God all my days. But really, really, sometimes they don't want to find him. Because if they find God, it might change things. But here's an even more wonderful thing. The Bible says you can run, but you can't hide from God. God is looking for us. God looks for us, he finds us. And even although we don't know where we've found, oh yes, we have. Jesus said, I have come to seek and to save the lost. I have come to look for and to find those who are lost. So God doesn't give up on us. And that's why I said at the beginning, you can run, but you can't hide. God knows exactly who you are. He knows exactly who you are this morning. He knows exactly what's in your mind. You can run, but you can't hide from God. So remember the story of Jesse's mouse. And remember that you can run, but you can't hide from God. Okay? We're going to say a prayer together, boys and girls. And we're going to take you to see the ones after me. Lord Jesus Christ.
Lord Jesus Christ.
You came into our world.
You came into our world.
Because we were lost.
Because we were lost.
And we are glad.
And we are glad.
That you have found us.
That you have found us.
And that is why we're here today.
And that is why we're here today.
Amen.